Hema, maybe chaya bechlad hema. Maybe a chaya is also included in the behema. We have that sometimes, that a chaya in a behema is included. Amalek said back to him, chaya bechlad behema, how can you say that? Like Tais says, b'tmiya. Kolayma hai behema le'motis amrit the chaya bechlad behema. Tersiv bokru etzoyin, b'prat basro. K'mashapot, b'prat basro, l'mayit chaya, prat kamanami, motzel hevei. You can't include chay over here. Here's the Morse Kasha. Chay b'chlal behema, can you say that? Omele, chay b'chlal behema. But still, the Pasuk says clearly, boker b'tzayin. It says clearly only boker b'tzayin. That's not a chay. It's not a wild animal. It's only boker b'tzayin. It's only the oxes and then the sheep. Therefore, a prato klal. Therefore, it only remains as a klal, a prato klal. And when you only have a prat to klal, then we say viyata dan lakein a prat. The gist should be. Heavily prat to klal. Heavily prat to klal. Heavily prat u klal a prat. Viyata dan. Therefore, that wouldn't be a good proof. That's where the Basper is here. This also remains now prat to klal a prat. So we're going to look like this now. Uminolon de ochihu, how do we know Takadir dalocha? So Rashi Toysa says, Uminolon de ochihu are rabbonin koi. Tadashi liyel klal uprat uklal. They dash what sometimes you have a drush of a klal uprat uklal. O marba kena prat. In the marba then, like the prat. O kuboy minola de midizuba tayra. Hanala medrish kena prat. The Tanya ben Asata Kesav Loikoyer Abloza Tavidoshna Breish Perkom Marvin Bribu Yamid Bribu. So Kash is according to Rabbana now. How do we know such a drosha of a klal or prato klal? How do you know this type of a drosha? The Tanya we learn like this. The pasuk says Ben Asata HaKesav Bechol Asher Tavu Nafshecha. By Meister Sheni, when you want to be poiderit, it says take the money and you can buy with it whatever you want. Ben Asata HaKesav to Yerushalayim and Bechol Asher Tavu Nafshecha. Klal, mashma, with the Meister Sheni money, when you come to Yerushalayim, you can buy anything. Boko uvatsoin uvayayin uvashaycha prat. Then the Pasuk says, no, mashma, you can only buy these things. With your money of Meister Sheni, you can only buy either animals or wine or shaycha. Then it says, uvachol ashef teshochon avshecha, whatever again you desire, chazdu a klal. It says again, a klal, mashma, anything you could buy. So then the klal again is, klal uprat uklal. So what do we say? Prat. You can only learn out like the prat. The maha prat mefurish pri mipri. Just like the prat is saying these things pri mipri. And the gedula karka, something that grows off the ground, is avko pri mipri, something that grows out from something else. Pri mipri. The gedula karka, something that grows out of the ground. Yeah. Michti klal upratu klal kain prota danina. Lekura why? Look, it's a klal or prat or klal, so it should be kain prat, it has to be something like the prat. So if so, klal or brasra mayahani. What did the last klal help? Since you're saying now anyway, it has to be main a prat, so what do we need the last klal for? If it would have just been a klal or prat, it would also be main a prat. So what are we gaining by having the last klal? Is klal or brasra mayahani. So Gemara says, ahani le sufi kol de domili. It comes to include anything that's like it. So that's what the klal, prata klal, that's marble a lot of things. Anything that's doing with us like it, that's what it includes. For Sufra of the Gemara, prato klal prat. We also say, kena prata danina. We say, klal prat, learn out something like the prat. For the Gemara, if so, prato bas from my honey, what do we need the last prat for? If it would have just been a prat to klal, we would also say mayin the prat. Samara says no. Because if ila prat the basra, if the Torah wouldn't have said the last prat, would have just left it with a prat to klal, havamina, I would have thought to say, nasa klal moisev ala prat. That since it's a prat and then a klal, the klal is the main thing. And the klal adds on a lot of things. So that's why I would have thought that the klal is the main thing. Therefore the Torah says the prat, that says, no, we only learn out like the prat. Let's see. Train klali a proti, or train proti klali. Kain proti danina. So, ma'ika benei o benei. But what should be the difference? You tell them now, klal a prat a klal, or else a prat a klal a prat, you're learning out everything mi'ein a prat. So what should be the difference between the two things? Whether it's a prat, o klal a prat, or whether it's a prat, klal a prat, what should be the difference? So Mora says, ma'iko, b'nei b'nei iko. There are differences. Yilu tartin klali a prate, it would be a klal a prat a klal, iko prate de domile, it would be something like it. Afilu b'chad sad mabinin. Even a little bit like it, we would include it. But when you have trei prot yukloli, when it's a prot, uklal uprot, then we say, since there are two protim then, is iika prot at the domi mishneit stodim mabinim. Something else that you want to include has to be like it from both sides. Since there are two protim involved, it has to be like both protim. But the chad sad le mabinim. But if it would only be like one of the sides, that would not be enough. That's the difference. If the Torah says, klal uprat uklal, anything that's like the prat in one manner, that's enough. But if the Torah says, prat, klal uprat, then what you want to add has to be like both pratim, like both sides. Michti, let's see. Prat uklal, the Torah would just say a prat uklal, nas uklal maisav ala prat, v'yisra b'ko mili. If you just have a prat uklal, since you're ending off with a klal, that's the main thing, it includes everything. Now, umiyat veribui. Now, when you have a miyat veribui, not a ribui akil. V'yisrabi ko mili. Says so. My yiko. What's the difference with the drashin bein miyat veribo leprat uklal? What should be the difference if it's a drasha of a ribui v'miyat? That's the way we have lezer darshins the Torah. Or with a klal of a ribui v'miyat, it's marb everything. Or else, if you only have a prat and a klal, when you only have a prat and a klal, you're also saying the klal is marb everything. So what's the difference? So Mar says, Iko, there is a difference. Yilu pratu klal marvina nafilu olin v'lulvin. O miyat v'riba lulvin in olin loy, persant. If it would have been a pratu klal, then we'll marb everything, even the leaves and the shoots. But if you do it with a miyat and a ribui, then lulvin in only the leaves, or lulvin the shoots, yes, but olin loy, not the leaves. Therefore, these are different klalim, how you dash in the Torah. Well, how much should be marvel? That there is a difference even between a ribui and between a prat and a klal. And a ribui of a miyat, still there's a difference. That a miyat for ribui, a miyat to klal, that's most of the most. That says kamat everything. Because when you have a ribui of a miyat, it's only marbe, only the lulvin. But it would not be marbe the olin.
So Taisus asked the question here. Taisus is, Tema, hori ablaza dorosh miyat for ribui betchil shmaito, Omar Bafilu Wallin, before Reb Lezer darshins with the klal of a miyat and a ribui, and he adds that a nazir is also with the leaves and with the shoots. So how does the Gemara say here with the ribui of a miyat? You don't know the olin before we say you do know the yolin. So Taisus answers v'yeshleima to liel mari ba'olin rakin. Before we're talking about soft leaves, dum the lulvim, that's like shoots. For ochi mari the ksas kosh, you're talking about that's a little bit hard. The domik sasla shibishta. Here the daima like the twigs. That's why here it's awesome. Here it's mutta. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding off lamed heyum at base from the bottom. Gemara says, "Omer Rabbi Yavua, Omer Rabbi Yechanan." Yavua said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan that kol yisura and Shabbat Torah. By all the surim of the Torah, by treifus, anything that's also teat, the Torah says you can't eat it, the halacha is ein heter mitzaref liyisa. You can't put together the heter and the yisa. In other words, when the lav, not teat, so you're over the lav of ye, the kezayis worth of treifus, or kezayis worth of nevela, or kezayis of the yisa itself. But let's say you have a little bit yisa and a little bit heter together, and together it's a kezayis, you're not chayif. That's the klal of ein heter mitztaref liyisa. You can't put together heter and isser. You're not. It's not the isser. The isser is only tita isser by itself. Chutz me yisurei nozer, excluding by yisurei nozer. Shirayom retera mishras. Since the pasuk says an extra word of mishras, here we say that the klal by nozer of heter mitztaref liyisa, like we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Shita, that Rabbi Kiva holds if you take some bread and you soak it into wine, and the Nazir eats it now, so even though the wine by itself is not even a kezayis, but together, the wine and the bread together is a kazayis, but that's yichayiv alov. That's called hetter mitzarf liyisar. In other words, you're only eating one kazayis. It's bread and wine together. It's like three quarters of the kazayis is the bread, and a little bit is the wine, but since you're eating it together, that's the klal of heter, is mitzarf with the yisar, and you have to look at the whole thing, what you're eating now. If together what you're eating is the kazayis, for that you're chayiv by yisurei nozir. Because the pasuk says mishras, but other halachas all over other places, when you're not allowed to eat any yisurim of orlov, trefis, bosa b'cholov, there it's only yosef to eat the kazayis of bosa b'cholov. If you eat less than that, it's nisachas yishir, but you won't get malchus. To get malchus, you have to eat the kazayis of the yisur itself. If you eat a chatzi kazayis of the trefis meat, and a chatzi kazayis of bread, even if you eat it together, and together you eat the kazayis, you'll be potter, it won't be malchus. Because the klal of all yisurim is, ain't hetem mitzarf liyisur. Only by yisurei nozer, it's a special chiddush, the pasuk says mishras, that even if you just soak the bread in the wine, and eat now together one kazayis, yichayif.